You going to the party?
Well, actually, I think I'm going to pass.
Oh, come on, Doc. You got to at least have a drink. Give him a hug.
That is precisely what I'm trying to avoid. Since when did we become a society of huggers? Can't we hug for everything nowadays? I mean, hello, hug. Congratulations, hug. Nice haircut, hug. It's absurd. I mean, if we want to express some real emotion for someone, I mean, where is there left to go?
You know, I think you're way too uptight about that.
No. I see the Doc's point. We all have different ways of saying goodbye.
And that's really funny. I'm thinking of someone at the gym. I go to the gym. I enjoy Zumba. And I was at the gym, and I hadn't been there in a while, and a woman came over to me, threw her arms around me like we were long-lost buddies, best friends growing up, and she said, "Oh, it's so good to see you back." I don't think she knew my name. I didn't know her name. And I have to tell you, it felt good to be welcomed back that way at for a split second, and then I thought, I don't even know her. This is a bit peculiar, that it doesn't feel sincere. So think about it in your life. Are there people who are huggers and you love it? It's a warmth. There's a genuineness there. They mean it. Are there people who are standoffish and you wish they could hug a little more, be just a little more friendly? Are there people who are very subtle? They might just say, "Hey, good to see you." And that works for you. You feel their warmth. They don't have to have the hug. Think about it in your life. I think the main dividing point is it sincere or not? And we certainly all pick up on people who are insincere in our life, and we feel it in ourselves when we have those little moments of "good to see you," and your thoughts are, "No, it isn't good to see you." I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner. My show is The Rational Basis of Happiness. I'm a clinical psychologist here to take your calls and questions on anything that's troubling you. It could be a romantic relationship. It could be problems with your kids or with friends or with coworkers or with caretaker responsibilities with your parents, or maybe you are the parents. Pick up the phone and give me a call. Toll free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. Toll free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. And you can also visit my website, drkenner.com, drkenner.com. I've got books I recommend, podcasts you can listen to, and articles I've written. And right now I want to welcome Wilson to the show. Wilson?
Yes, ma'am. How are you doing?
Very good. Tell me what's going on in your life that you'd like a little help with.
It's my girlfriend. I'm a truck driver, right? I'm barely ever home.
Okay.
When I do get home after a few days, she'll find something to see. They get mad at someone else, try and take it out on me, or just find bad things, or just, well, pick out my mess ups. I did this wrong. I'm not doing this right. Sometimes I walk away. You know, majority of times I just walk away and just go out somewhere and come back a few hours. But I really, really like her. I really love her a lot. You know what I'm saying? One of these days I'm just going to keep on walking. I don't really want to do that, but I don't know how to counteract when she, because she's got more, she her vocabulary is way more extensive than mine, and she knows how to, like, chop you up, you know?
Okay.
It makes me feel bad.
So something's getting her upset, and the
right
question is, what is it? If she doesn't feel understood by you, then she may be very upset. If she feels abandoned by you, if she feels you may be cheating on her because you're away you're away for a few days and then you come back. If she has done anything in her own life, maybe she cheated on you, and I don't, you know, obviously I don't know her at all. Then she might be feeling guilty, and sometimes we accuse someone else of the thing that we're guilty of. So,
right.
What can you do? What one core issue might be below all of the surface nitpicking and getting angry with you, and you're not doing this right, you're not doing that right?
She makes a lot of bills, right?
Yeah.
Every time I turn around, and she got another bill to pay, you know, and another this. I do majority of it. I be trying to tell you, you know what I'm saying? I got to slow on this because I got other bills myself. I got three households I take care of, you know.
Okay.
This is one of them.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It could be money issues sometimes.
When you say you have three households, what are the three households,
yeah,
Wilson? What do you refer?
I live by myself, and my daughter is in the custody of my sister, so I pretty much take care of them, too. and then my girlfriend.
And then you take care. How long have you been with your girlfriend?
About 4 years now.
That's quite an investment in time. When did it go really well with her?
When I first met her.
Yeah, what was good about it?
Yeah. We never argued. Went everywhere. We went all over. We traveled a lot. But then I wasn't driving truck also, so I don't know. I don't know where it started going wrong.
Okay, so that's one question to ask her in a moment when you're both calm. In a moment when you feel a little bit at peace with one another, a little bit relaxed, you can say, you know, do you remember, bring her back to the time when it was good. Do you remember how nice it was when we first met? We could talk up a storm with one another. We felt so at home with one another. We felt understood by one another. We felt that connection. What do you think is happening? Help me understand it from your perspective. That's what I would say to her. I would use a skill right there, Wilson, of drawing her out. I don't want to say yes, buts. In psychology, you know where your butt is, right? We say no buts. Because if I said, yes, you're a good kid, but you don't think you're a good kid, right? So buts negate whatever comes before it when used in that context. So if you can, number one, find a calm time, not when she's mad at you. That's not a time to do that. And then draw her out. By first focusing on better times, because that reminds both of you why you're hanging in there for 4 years. You're both hoping for better times, right?
Right. Yeah.
And then if you are willing to listen first, the hardest thing to do, that's where I'm saying no buts.
Yeah.
You just say, and tell me more, and then what happened? And let's say I asked, she might say, let's say I'm you, and she's saying to me, you're never around anymore, and I have all these bills to pay, and you need to pay, and you got to pick your clothes up. I'm not going to be your mother. You got to do this. Why aren't you calling me more? Where are you when you're on the road? And are you with your ex again, or are you with your daughter and your sister again? And what about me? You know, if she's saying that, I would say, sounds like you're really stressed out, honey. Instead of defending myself, which just is going to raise the heat in the room, instead of walking away, which is a healthy coping strategy if you think the alternative is that you would start swearing, walking away is an okay strategy as a cool down period. Walking away, leaving it foggy. Like, I don't know, my boyfriend's walking away. If she's thinking this, my boyfriend's walking away, I don't know if he's walking out of my life, like you said you might do someday, or I don't know if he's just walking away for a day or for a cool-down period or for a drink at the bar. You know, if she doesn't know why, that's not good. So you can give her a heads-up, Wilson.
Right.
Okay, it just got a little staticky.
Yeah, my co-driver just stepped in.
Oh, hi, co-driver.
Got the kind of said hi, bro.
Yeah. Hi. Hey. So you could, it's okay to continue talking, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Okay.
Ma'am, yes.
So you could give her just a heads up. You know, when we start to get heated, neither of us get any place, and I really want to hear what you have to say. Let's make a deal with one another that when we start to use swear words or when we start to put each other down, that we stop the conversation for about an hour and just take a break. Maybe I'll take a walk, or maybe, you know, I'll take a little ride or something, and we'll come back and talk with each other in an hour or something. And that way it's very respectful of one another. It's a better way to manage conflict.
It sounds doable.
Yeah. And what, as I'm talking, I know we're at our last few seconds here, but tell me, what are your thoughts as I'm saying this?
It makes sense. You know, I've never really tried that. You know, I've never just took a calm time and then reverse the conversation. Like, just let that go and say something, maybe something more kinder, ask questions, draw her out.
Yes.
And I find out which it's really stemming from. I never did that.
Phenomenal. You could even look up listening, active listening skills if you have an internet, and learn a little bit more. And eventually you also want to learn assertiveness skills, how to eventually tell her how you're feeling too without the yes buts, without the without getting a lot of anger. It's a very difficult skill. Listen, I've written a book with Dr. Ed Locke. You can get it. It's called, unbelievable title, The Selfish Path to Romance, How to Love with Passion and Reason. Thank you so much for your call, Wilson. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance by psychologist Drs. Kenner and Locke.
It is very important to communicate constantly, even on difficult topics such as thoughts of flirting or worse. Some benefits of such open communication are: it promotes honesty and integrity. You are not attempting to live a double life. You are not faking an attraction to your partner while secretly fantasizing about having an affair with Sherry or Jay. It enhances trust and communicates how much you value your partner. Boy, if she could share that with me, I can really trust her. She must really value me more than Jay. It helps you and your partner communicate about the possible reasons for an extramarital attraction, and thus allows you to address a problem. I want us to spend more time together. It bothers me to see you drinking every night. I miss the way you used to look and dress. You were so sexy.
Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.